I'd like to share two unrelated halachos which are found in the Piskei Tshuvos. It brings down the Erev Shabbos. Imadayin lifnei hashkia. Let's say a person is mekabel Shabbos early, which is the minhag of our shul in the summer, in the summer months, and you finish davening, you finish Kabbalah Shabbos, you finish Maariv, and you're walking to shul, walking home, and the sun is still up. The sun is not yet set. Ash kibul of Shabbos, the ash kar hispal arvi, v'nizkir shlosef esfiras etmo. You remember? Now I just forgot to count the Omer. Thursday night I forgot to count the Omer, and Friday I didn't remind myself at any point to count. And now I'm walking home. I already daven Maariv. So he says, Yisbor Achshav, you're allowed to count now. V'yochul hamshech b'shar yamim bivracha. Unbelievable. He quotes the, it's brought down the Igros Moshe, that this is such a psak. That even though you already daven Maariv, but because in reality it's still the day, the fact is that you can count that day. Of course, you would count that day without a bracha, because you forgot Thursday night. But then afterwards, that Saturday night, you can continue to count with a bracha, which is an incredible psak, which I want to share. So I want to just continue with the next words, which are brought down.
Friday night.
You would be able to count Friday night with a bracha also. Very good. Thank you. That's correct. Okay. And Saturday night. And the rest of the nights. Very good. Okay. You don't want to miss Friday night, then you're back in the bigger trouble. Okay.
Same problem.
Exactly. Okay. So it's brought down in the Birchas Yosef, the law of a katan, which we touched upon a little bit before. We spoke a little bit about the laws of Sefiras Omer during the last days of Pesach. And a katan shehigdil toch yimei ha'omer. If you have a child who has a bar mitzvah, he turns 13 during Sfira, which obviously happens all the time. You have 49 days, that window of a year, so it's very likely it's going to happen. He brings down also the chen gerishnis gayer moinim shor hayamin below bracha. If you're a convert, so obviously you weren't counting with a bracha before. In that situation, once this person accepts upon himself being a Jew, at that point, of course, he would count. He would begin counting, but he doesn't count with a bracha. And now, the Piskei Tshuvos then says that Mashikos of a katan ein ze ledidan shakatanim shehigil l'chinuch sof v'imlo sofer ar shehigdil pshita shein mevarech. He brings down that that's not necessarily our minhag, even though there are those who say that a child who certainly, if a child was not counting, now he's 13, he certainly doesn't count with a bracha. But if he was still counting all the time, and now he, in the middle of the, whatever day the Omer it is, he becomes 13, he continues to count with a bracha. It says, V'chein haskamas rov haposkim. According to the majority of the poskim, this is what they hold. Shekotan shehigdil b'toich yimei ha'omer, that once a child turns 13 during Sfira, yochol hamshech lisma b'vrach, he's allowed to count with a bracha. V'zos b'tanai shel hichzer sfiras Shum yom b'yemei katnuso. Obviously, it had to be on the condition that he didn't miss at all while he was a child. V'inkiyesh migdol haposkim. He says that there are, believe it or not, some very unusual psak on both sides, as we'll see, of this fence. That's really a very, almost like a middle ground. That there are gdoli poskim shesom shekatan shehigdil ein yoch lispor b'vrach, which is how he began. That once a child is 13, he can't count with a bracha. Well, what's the problem? He was always counting. She'en ze begeder temimois. Mishum sfiraso b'yemei katnuso, em estarek im sfiraso sh'b'yemei gadluso. Obviously, this needs work to understand why, but it's necessary that there has to be, temimos has to be complete. And there's something lacking when it comes to a katan, because the chiyuv of him counting is not the same as a gadol who is counting, even though there are poskim that say it's derabbanon for everyone to count. It's only rabbinic, but for a katan to count, it's two rabbinics. It's the whole concept of chinuch is midrabbanon, and therefore some say that it doesn't matter. He was counting, even if he was counting with a bracha, he stops counting with a bracha once he turns 13. Meidach gisa, listen to this. There's some that say the metzinu poskim. It doesn't sound like many people hold like this, but I found some poskim shalom du shav katan shechiser yimei sfira b'yimei katnuso. that even if we had a kid that missed a few days, yochel miyom shehigdil lahaskil b'sviyah b'vracha. There's some say that once a child's 13, now he has a clean slate, and he can start counting the Omer with a bracha. Because what's happened is that every moment that he was mechuyev in counting, he is counting with a bracha. Kivon shemiyom ze nasa bar chiyuva, hari shilididu maskil miyom ze tamimos tiyana. The whole obligation of his counting of tamimos completely is only from the time he actually has this obligation of being bar mitzvah. And therefore, this is obviously not an opinion which many of us are familiar with. And he says not only that, Lafishita Zu, Gam Gershis Gayer Besochime Sphere Yochum Yom Zeva Halolis Rabibracha. Even a convert, because the same idea is that once a person converts to Judaism, he's now accepted upon himself certain these obligations, and therefore, according to some poskim, he can start counting in the middle of the Omer with a bracha, even though of course he was not counting before. Mikom Makom, this is the key line, Minhag Oilim Kisvar Rishana. That the minhag is like the opinion that we mentioned before. Amnam, not like this. Amnam yeshul hakpid shachem shehem gedolim lo yotzei chavasan al yisviras katan shehigdu b'meig hasvira. Even though we do paskin like, generally speaking, that a katan who has been counting with a bracha can continue to count with a bracha, nonetheless, it's advised that he should not be motzi others. We should be concerned with dasa poskim she'en hu chayav bevracha, because there are minority or not so few opinions that say that he should not be counting with a bracha. V'chayuv rak min rabbanan, and this obligation is rabbinic, even an additional rabbanan, a trade rabbanan, because he already had the chinuch rabbanan. V'ein chayav rabbanan motzi chayav midarais. And if you want to say that when it comes, like the opinion of the Rambam, that Sefiras Omer is a Torah obligation, so a child, now that he's an adult, still he lost that same level of counting complete tamimos as a gadol, and therefore he should not be motzi others. So therefore, in fact, this is how it's brought down in halacha, that even though there are certainly different opinions, we hold that a katan who becomes a gadol in the middle of smira can continue to count with a bracha.